This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University.
Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkumelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Stella, the programming assistant at the station.
And I'm Logan. I'm in the community outreach and promotions position at the station.
And together, we will be doing Pride programming for the summer.
So stay tuned for interviews, music, and special segments centering around queerness, veering away from our heteronormative understandings.
And today, we're going to air our first interview for our Pride programming with an up-and-coming Vancouver-based DJ.
Right now, you're listening to her dance mix. Enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Thank you. Bring it back to the bring it We'll be right back.
Everyone, thank you for joining us today. This is Stella.
And this is Logan. We're joined by DJ Haohoko. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the studio. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go. We're excited.
Could you tell us a bit about yourself before we get started?
My name is T, or Tiana, but you can call me T if that's easier. Mm-hmm. I'm a new DJ in Vancouver, East Van based. I don't know. I hate talking about myself.
Oh, this is great because we were doing a full interview talking about you. That was good.
I know.
We can talk. Like, we're curious kind of what inspired you to start DJing.
Okay, word, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've always loved music and I've always loved dancing. Mm-hmm. I've been dancing since I was like 3 years old.
Wow. Okay, it's in your blood.
Yeah, it's in my blood. I popped out the womb dancing, actually. But with that came music, and I was just like integrated into like a lot of different types of music growing up because I did so many different types of dance. And then as I got older, I got more into like musical theater, so it was like more me doing some of the music stuff. And then as I was in high school, I got into the idea of producing music, which was super fun to me because I just like would listen to music all the time and I would find so many artists that really inspired me that would make their own music. I was doing that for a while, but I always like kind of was hitting a wall with production because it was very hard to teach myself and like learn on my own, but I just loved music and I just loved dancing. And then eventually I got into like party scenes because I became 19 and I was going out more, and I would try to go to the club, but the club just was not hitting for me. But then I ended up meeting people that were more a part of like the underground event scenes where they would be like DJs and they would be like, it was like more queer, BIPOC focused events, which was really nice. And I was just meeting a lot of DJs and then becoming friends with a lot of them. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, yo, this is kind of similar to producing music in the way where it works with mixing and it works with like highs, mids and lows and different effects and such. And then I ended up getting my own controller and playing with it, and it was just so fun and so, I don't know, just silly and fun and simple and fun to do with like other people. It was a really good socializing task to do, which was fun. And then it was also like connected to dancing because like people DJ at events so people can dance, so it was just like my two worlds combining, and it was a beautiful thing that's happened and has been only growing since then. But yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Great answer.
Yeah.
And how has your lifestyle changed since you became a DJ?
Honestly, I think that it's changed in a... Sorry, I'm not close enough.
Good.
Honestly, I think that it's changed in like a really positive way where... Well, one, like, I have found something that has given me a lot of motivation and something that I'm constantly getting better at. But it's also just, like, I don't know, it's just made life so fruitful because I'm constantly surrounded by music all the time now, and I'm also just constantly surrounded by other people that love the same thing as me because there are so many DJs in the city, and everybody, or most people, are so lovely. And, I don't know, it's just, it's made things just so much more fun and musical, which is nice. It's like I'm always having a playlist constantly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Coming off of that, mm-hmm. what is your DJ style? Like, what kind of music genres do you kind of focus on? And how does it reflect your personal identity, if it does in any way?
I think it really does. When I first started mixing, I would mostly do footwork, which is like 160 BPM. It's based in Chicago, or it started there. And I was just doing that a lot because I loved how fast the music was and how, I don't even know how to explain it, like really, it's just very weird. Like, okay. I remember like I was listening to it a lot before I started DJing, and one of my favorite artists, DJ Rashad, who's like literally like the pioneer for footwork, was just so talented at the music that I was making, or that they were making, that I really wanted to find more of that. And as I got into mixing and DJing, it was, there was just a lot of it, and it's really good for specifically mixing. And then I'd say that was probably like the base of what genre I use, but from that, like, it just kind of moved to other things. Like, I love jungle, I love dub, I love Jersey Club, I love Bali Funk, I love literally anything that's like fast and gets you moving and dancing and shaking. It's cool.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and you're DJing. You have a DJ debut on Saturday, right? For Rewind. And I was looking at it, and it seems like they have a lot of the similar kind of genres of music that you're talking about there. So yeah, for everyone out there listening, it's Rewind's third birthday rave, right, on July 20th. So definitely buy tickets, go support. And you have done open decks with Rewind before. And I was wondering, how has your relationship with DJing changed since then?
Since then, I would say, well, just open decks in general, I can talk about. I feel that'd be a good thing to talk about, just because it's a growing thing that is happening in Vancouver right now. I didn't know much about them before. I don't know if they were happening a lot before I started doing open decks, but it was honestly like so perfect, because when I first started DJing, open decks were like popping off in the city. And I was really scared to DJ in front of other people, but it was just fun to think of the idea of like doing like an open mic situation for DJing would be good for just like building my confidence, and like also just like listening to what other people had and meeting other new DJs in the city, which is really fun. I think for me, like, it's just open decks in general has built so much, because I've built so much of a community with people, and I've met so many people, and also just all the people that were running it are literally angels, because they're just providing a space for like new artists or long-term artists that maybe want to try new genres or try something new and show other people. It's just like a nice sharing space for people. And with the specific open deck that I did that was like run by Rewind, that was honestly my best open deck ever, which was like super fun to experience and super fun to see other people dance to my music. It was just really reassuring and really validating, which was nice. And it's like all that I was like looking for with DJing, just dancing with people and playing lovely music, which is really nice. And then from that, the people that run Rewind, they saw the music I played, and that's what got me the gig, because they were like, yo, that was sick, play for us. And I was like, yeah, I will. That's also sick. Thank you. Just fun.
That's so amazing that it just happened like that so easily. So actually talking about the DJing community in general. So as you know, I study in Amsterdam, and some of my friends there are DJs, and they were telling me how the DJ community in Amsterdam, at least, was like a bit exclusive, a bit gatekeepy when they were beginning their DJ career. And I was wondering, how is it here in Vancouver in the queer community as like a beginner, as a like new DJ?
I feel like in the beginning it did seem kind of exclusive in the way where it's like everybody already kind of knows everybody. And it's very daunting and very intimidating to do something like DJing. And like, for me, at least personally, like, I experience imposter syndrome all the time. And I'm always like, I don't know if I'm a good enough DJ to do this in front of other people. Da, 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 da. I don't know if people are gonna like my music. But like I was saying before, the open decks that have been popping off in the city has really opened up the space for new DJs. And at least for me, I was super lucky because when I first started DJing, they were starting to be everywhere, which was really nice. And like I was like doing open decks like every 2 weeks because there was always like something that I could do. And it was like also really helpful because it gave me something to work towards and reach a goal that would be nice to reach. But I think in Vancouver, it's definitely more, it's not as like gatekeepy or it's not as exclusive, just because the community of DJs, at least with like the open decks, are so kind and so fun. And there will always be people that are kind of exclusive with how they DJ or how they do things, but that's like with any, I think, type of art. Like, people are gonna, they're gonna be people that are really open about it and there's people that are really close about it, but I think Vancouver is honestly a really good place to be open with it, especially with specifically open decks, because that community is only growing. And yeah, I'm only seeing new DJs all the time, which is crazy. There's so many DJs in Vancouver. It's so awesome, honestly. I love it.
Wow, then now you're going to be mentoring them soon. Watch out. Yeah.
No, I would love to mentor. I mean, honestly, like, one cool thing that an older or a person that was DJing for longer that I was DJing for, I met them when I was, like, 3 months into DJing, and they were talking to me about how I could come over whenever they wanted and, like, use their equipment, because when they first started DJing, the person that taught them everything that they, or not everything that they know, but a lot of what they knew in the beginning, they told them to pass it on, to pass the knowledge on. Aww. Like, it's something that, like, DJing is like an art that you should pass on, because it's not like it's easy or anything, but it's something that people can grasp really easily, and it's also just such a lovely thing to share. Yeah. With other people, because it's also just fun to do with other people, like going beat to beat or back to back. It's super fun. It's a community thing for sure.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I also heard you work at Havana, the restaurant, right?
Yes.
So how is it working in a queer space? How is that different from being in a more conventional working environment?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, at Havana, it's the people that I work with are super diverse and super, yeah, like, everyone there is super lovely. I don't know. Like, I love working at Havana mainly for the coworkers, because everyone is very different from each other. We have a lot of, like, yeah, BIPOC people, a lot of queer people, a lot of lovely people just in general. But I would say, like, in the difference between, like, yeah, like, DJing and working in a restaurant, I would say that it's okay, I guess. I feel like I'm definitely doing more of the restaurant because I have to, because it's like more consistent, it's more it's more reliable, and like also like people aren't gonna stop eating, so it's like there's always gonna be people eating, which is what brings the money in, I guess. But I think it's definitely fun for me at Havana because of my friends that I work with. But it's definitely not as self-fulfilling because I don't want to... being a host isn't the biggest priority for me and, like, my wants for That's who fair. I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Pivoting a little from DJing specifically, and I just wanted to talk about your go-go dancing. Mm. You're going to be go-go dancing at this event, WLW 727, on July 27th. Could you tell us a bit about that event?
I can, yeah. So it is... Oh, I'm so excited for this event. It's crazy. Yeah. So it's a mainly, like, queer femme-focused event, for one. It's like a rave, and it's the first event that I will be... had ever go-goed at. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be super fun and sexy and silly, and I don't know, I've gone to their events before. Two of my friends run it, and they're both also very lovely, and it's just like a really nice safe space for like queers and femmes, mm-hmm. and people that just want to have a really fun time and feel accepted at the same time, which is really nice. And I think that it's just gonna be silly and fun, and I'm so excited to just dance for people, because like I was saying before, music and dance is like my favorite thing in the world, so it's honestly a dream come true.
Yeah, that's great. And for everyone listening out there, again, please buy tickets, please support it. There's pay it forward tickets, I think, which are available, where if you can't come or aren't able to come, you can pay tickets for pay what you can tickets, and then yeah, you're just like buying other people tickets to support the sapphic queer community, which is nice.
Yeah.
So could you describe the Go-Go Dancers' role in the club?
I feel like it's kind of like a hype thing where it's like, when you see the go-go dancer dance, you want to dance. So there's that. I think there's also, like, a big aspect of... It's, like, entertainment at the same time. It's, like, it's someone... Yeah, performing for you. It's, like, a beautiful dance. I don't know. It's just, like... It's definitely, for me personally, at least, how I feel when I see a go-go dancer is... I feel very motivated to dance myself, which is, like, all that I would want people to do is, like, be free and feel like they have the space to move their bodies the way that they are comfortable. And it's also, yeah, just to be silly, sexy, and fun and spread that energy to other people.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, like, how did you get involved as a go-go dancer at this event? Like, how do you... kind of break into that, I guess. Yeah.
Honestly, I was just lucky. Like, I just became homies with the people that are running the event. And also, the night that I met them, I was at one of their events, and I was dancing hard for all of their music. And then one of the people came up to me and they were like, you know what, you should just jump on stage and go right now. And I was like, oh no.
You got scouted.
I got scouted, yo. Literally, yeah, I got scouted. Sorry for yelling. I got scouted, and then, yeah. But that night, I was way too nervous to jump on stage.
Yeah, definitely.
But I told them, I was like, if you ever want me to go in the future, I can do that. It'd be nice to know in advance so I can prepare. And then they let me know. So.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So are you practicing? Like, do they give you the music beforehand or stuff like, or you're just kind of show up there?
I kind of just have to show up. Mm-hmm. Like, the most that I've been doing is, like, stretching. Okay. So I don't pull a muscle while I'm dancing. Mm-hmm. And my sets are pretty short, so I don't think I'm going to get out of breath too quickly. That's the only thing I'm kind of nervous about, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been dancing forever, so it's just nice to be able to do it for other people.
Mm-hmm. So is it kind of like some music that you don't know is going to play and then you're just going to have to dance to it?
Kind of. It's
that,
like,
sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's very silly and fun. I think it's definitely good. There's definitely going to be like, it's definitely going to be like ravey, which is nice, electronic music. But I love dancing to electronic music, so it's... Yeah, you kind of just go with whatever song plays and hope for the best. Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And your DJ event coming up soon, go-go dancing as well. We're really happy to hear you're getting in there, getting involved. Mm-hmm. I think we're kind of nearing the end of our interview. Okay, if there's anything, like any closing remarks you want to say, you can like drop your socials or any contact information, anything you want to say to everyone listening?
Yeah, I will. I'll share my Instagram. My Instagram is Silk Teapot, SilkTeapot. And if you want to listen to some of my mixes, I have some posted on SoundCloud, just DJ Haoko.
And we're going to play them too during this segment, so stay tuned,
yes,
guys.
Yes, exactly. Yay! But yeah, Haoko is spelled J-A-O-J-O-C-O. I know it doesn't sound like that, but that's what it is. And yeah, pull up to the events if you can. They're
We're going to be there,
fun.
So yeah, we better see you.
Coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let us know if you're here from the radio. We would love to talk to you. You guys won't be able to recognize us, but you can just like yell it into the crowd and we will come find you. So
exactly.
We're so excited to see you there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you so much for coming in, exactly, talking to us, learning about your DJing, go-go dancing. Yep. And everyone out there listening, thank you for tuning in to this episode of CJSF 90.1 FM's Pride Programming. Thank you, guys.
I shake my ass, 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 I shake my ass,
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Pride Programming, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
We're Logan and Stella, and you are just listening to DJ Haohoko's DIY Mix. Come join us tomorrow at her debut.
She will be performing at Rewind's third birthday party, and you can buy your tickets online. It starts at 10 p.m. But before going to Rewind, you can come visit us at Burnaby Pride this Saturday.
See you there.
Maybe we can roll some tree. That's the weed. 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 That's the weed.